City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Derby day. Now, have you seen the Liverpool Echo today or yesterday? Terrific piece of journalism in it by James Pearce. James essentially got the go-ahead from the manager to bring a couple of greats into a room alongside him and chat through some derbies of old and the present day one. So, Kev Ratcliffe and Jim Beglin, who joins us now. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Steve.
It was great journalism, that. I mean, was Jürgen really up for this?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I liked about him, that he was just very laid back, easygoing about it. And I think at one stage later on, which is mentioned in the piece, when Matt McCann, the media officer at Liverpool Football Club, tried to kind of oust him from the meeting to move him on to another, he said, no, he said, it can wait. They can wait. They can start without him. And I think that he was going to incur a fine because of the rules within the club because of that. And that was nice to see, because he kind of didn't see it as just an obligation. Mm. He seemed genuinely interested in some of the tales we had to tell from yesteryear.
The pictures are great. He's sat back, he's laughing, he's generally engaging with you. And there's some light-hearted stuff in there as well, isn't it? He talks about his dog sitter being an Evertonian. He understands a little bit of the rivalry, but he hasn't quite got stuck into his dog sitter about what he thinks is going to happen tonight.
No. In fact, I mean, I mentioned the Ruhr Derby to him because obviously he's familiar with kind of Derby experiences in the Bundesliga, and Borussia Dortmund's big game is always Schalke. Of course, they've got a big rivalry with Bayern Munich too, but the local Derby, the big one, is Schalke. And he spoke about the fact that when he lived in Dortmund, he was flanked on both sides by Schalke fans, and they weren't nice to him. You know, they used to give him a lot of stick, and now he thinks in this city it's much friendlier. He thinks that the Evertonians have been very, very good to him so far, and he's not getting much stick, and I think that includes his dog sitter. So I think he's about to, I mentioned to him, he's about to kind of find out something different tonight, because I think the atmosphere will certainly change tonight, and it'll be a little more hostile, I guess.
The stick could be on the way, couldn't it? It's his first Merseyside derby. I wonder how much he knows about it, Jim.
I think he was keen to kind of hear one or two of the things we had to say about it, and he asked a couple of questions on it. Obviously, there were one or two things edited out of the article as well. But he wants to pick up any kind of information he can. On all matters Merseyside Derby. And the one thing that kind of came out for me, I mean, I told a little tale about when I played in a mini derby at first, and one of the Everton players kind of left one on me, and I just went crazy, and I thought, well, you're not going to bully me, and I went chasing after him till I caught up with him, and I booted him. And now, that kind of thing, obviously, he'd frown upon, because I think he's very much aware of the need to keep your head, because he spoke about the fact that if you just go a little too aggressively at things, then all you're doing is helping the opposition. So he's kind of big on that kind of controlled discipline tonight. And I think that's whoever he's going to send out tonight, I think that's what he wants. But I'd like to think at least he's got more of a flavour for what's to come now tonight. And listen, I'm sure it'll be, you know, just as hostile, just as crazy as some of the derbies he experienced in the Bundesliga. And with it being his first, I'm sure he's very keen to get off to a winning start.
Yeah, I bet you he is. You told him the story about you and Bruce having a bit of a set to. Did he have sort of prior knowledge of some of the history there?
No, I mean, not in that detail. That was obviously going back quite a bit, and he'd need to have done some serious research on that. But I don't think he was aware of that. I think he's just basically in the now, and very prepared. I mean, I think at one stage James mentioned Everton and, you know, what state of affairs they're in at the moment, and I mentioned the fact that, you know, they've made changes, and that, you know, certain people like Coleman, Jagielka, are probably going to be out. And he was very much aware of that already. So I think he obviously had gotten Bournemouth out of the way, and then he was straight on to learning about the Everton game, and I'm sure he's kind of, you know, watched DVDs of Everton or whatever, but he seemed immediately kind of up to date on who was available, who was probably out for Everton. So he's very, very switched on in that regard.
He's very knowledgeable on the stats, isn't he? He was talking about Everton not having had three games in a week too often this season, aware they've obviously got that a couple of weeks in a row. So he was looking at the possible changes they could make for this one. What did he expect from the Everton side? Did he touch much on that with Kev?
He did, yeah. I mean, he was very keen on this. I mean, Rats is a great storyteller, and he told some lovely little tales, and I think he genuinely enjoyed those. But James Pearce mentioned Everton's record in a derby and the fact that I think they've won one in the last 17 now, and I kind of made mention then of the fact that, well, if I was in a team, I'd be thinking, well, we're going to put that to bed. I wouldn't see that as a kind of a need to be fearful of what's ahead. I think, well, you know, certainly in the Liverpool team I played in back then, if ever we were aware of a record that was it, we always said, well, we're going to end it. We'll do that. And he kind of picked up on that very quickly. And it was like as if he thought, yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of maybe expecting us to win because, I mean, I'm going to sound biased by saying this, but I think it's a fact that Liverpool are coming into this on a kind of a positive. Everton are coming into this on a bit of a negative. So he just seems kind of very aware of not going into complacent mode and not thinking that, oh, well, we have to turn up. This is going to be a doddle. You know, that's not his thinking. He was very, very sharp on that. I mean, generally, he was just really kind of laid back about everything. And he seemed a happy sort. He seemed really kind of happy in his kind of new life in Liverpool. But there were little moments when he got very serious about things, and that was one of them. And I certainly, whatever side he sends out tonight, and it's not going to be easy to actually pick either 11, but whatever side goes out for Liverpool tonight, I don't think they'll be going out thinking, oh, well, all we have to do is just take to the field.
No, he's quite a demanding manager, isn't he? There's a touch of magic about him. I think we can see that now with the consistency and the sort of play that they're actually putting on show. Could you have imagined as a player working? I know you've only met him briefly, but did he have sort of the qualities that you thought, yeah, this guy is going to be strong for Liverpool for the coming years?
Yeah, I mean, people probably think I'm being a bit of a sycophant here because of my obviously ex-Liverpool connection and all that, but I like him. I like what I see, and I said after the chat we had, I mean, we could have been down the pub. It was just, we were just throwing things around. We could have been having a pint. It was that kind of situation. And I said afterwards that I'd like to play for him. And I just think if you look at, you know, what he's managed to achieve so far, okay, there have been ups and downs along the way. The Europa League win over Dortmund was sensational. And it obviously now just creates a whole new kind of competitive edge in what's to come for the rest of the season. I mean, it's huge interest value now from a Liverpool perspective. But I think the certain individuals in the side, where I think he's made a big difference. If you look at Origi, for example, of late, I think he's a different player. And I think Klopp is responsible for that. Lovren, Lallana, Joe Allen, even, when he's figured more recently. And I think the kind of key ingredient for all four of those guys, for me at least, is aggression. They're all more aggressive. They're all hungrier for what they want to achieve now all of a sudden. And I like to see that. I mean, heavy metal. That's what he said when he first arrived. And I think that quartet for me would kind of be examples of him getting through to him. And I think he's obviously a very good man manager. We know he's quite a tactile manager. You know, he's always very kind of cuddly with his players. But I certainly think in those four, you're seeing the kind of manager he really is and what he's actually able to get out of individual players. And I think that's where he's made a big mark.
He's a bit different to your Paisleys or your Fagans or your Dalglishes, isn't he?
Well, he is. He is. They had a completely different way of doing things back then. The game has changed as well. But you still have to find the way of... A manager's job is to get the best out of his team and obviously to get the best out of certain individuals. And I even remember back in my own time, I mean, Ronnie Moran and Roy Evans, I think, felt I was a bit too nice at times. And they used to wind me up and try and get me angry before games so I could go out and, you know. And I think in a way, you know, he's actually doing that with some of the lads who've begun to shine now and who've grown and who seem to be playing with much more confidence. But yeah, he likes to listen to the history, and he certainly seemed to enjoy. He didn't seem to be putting it on, as I said earlier. He seemed to enjoy the stories, but he has his own definition of doing things, and that's not going to change. And it augurs well.
I hope you made an impression. I hope he invites you back, Jim.
Well, that's the $64,000 question now, isn't it? I'm not sure that'll happen. I mean, I mentioned to him when we first went into the room that I said, you won't remember it, but I was actually working on the Tottenham-Liverpool game, which was his first game at White Hart Lane, and I had just finished a piece to camera pitch side, and I was about to head over to my commentary position when they actually came out to warm up, and he came out and he was just there. So I said, Jürgen, I said, I'm a former player. I said, I'd just like you to wish you all the best. And I mentioned that. But, I mean, if for example, I'm pitch side tonight and he comes walking along, I'm not sure he'll even remember me, Steve.
Oh, come on. Of course he would. So you're on commentary tonight, yeah?
I am. I'll be working for Premier League Productions doing the world feed. So looking forward to it as ever. You always kind of have a little extra tingle, don't you?
Yeah.
When it's Derby Day, and I'm feeling it already.
Yeah, and you're feeling the inclination is that Liverpool have got more than the edge for this one, although derbies do even things sometimes.
Well yeah, I mean, obviously they come into it in better spirits. I'll be very interested to see the team, but I think, I mean, you can go back when, I think David Moyes had a similar circumstance when he had a big cup game on the weekend and he decided to put out a weakened team at Anfield in the midweek and Steven Gerrard scored a hat-trick, etc. Well, I think it's kind of similar circumstance for Martinez tonight. And I think Martinez needs to go strong tonight and he needs to go strong on the weekend. I don't think he can afford to send out a weakened lineup tonight. Everton need a big result, but you never know. Windows and form books and all that sort of thing. Liverpool would seem to have more, but in these derbies sometimes they just take off in a different direction. They've got a life of their own, so who knows?
Jim, enjoy the commentary. Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, Steve.
Take care. Jim Beglin there.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.